Amen. Lord, we're just so thankful we can gather here this morning and praise your name. And I just so agree with the prayers that have been lifted up and already that just as there's chaos and confusion that within these walls and with our trust in you that there's not chaos and there's protection and there's insight. And Lord, you speak to us in a powerful way. We have nothing to fear and nothing to be concerned about as we set our eyes upon you. And so I pray this morning as we look into this message, we'd have better understanding that's going on around us, Lord. And I pray you'd have each heart open to receive from the word here. I pray you'd anoint me with the Spirit, that I just speak things of the Spirit. And so we give this service to you, and we thank you in advance. And so we want to praise your holy name in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Happy Labor Day weekend. Is that right? Okay. Good. That's it. Let's look at, we'll continue our study in John. And so this morning we're going to look at, start off with John 15:23. It says, Jesus said, whoever hates me, hates my Father also. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. Now, it's interesting where we are. We're coming through this, you know, in this message in John. This is like a terrible message to start the message, you know, of the Gospel of John. You just wouldn't want to start here. But what John has done, he has given us 15 chapters of just overwhelming blessings of God, just one after another, just stunning things about who he is, who we are in our salvation, his power working through us, okay? And so he's done this, just, you know, and we can just praise Jesus and be overwhelmed by it. But then he thinks, well, there's something else I got to tell you. I got something else you need to know, you know. And so we got all the blessings. We're going to say, yes, Jesus, praise Jesus. He says, whoever hates me hates my Father also. Now, you put this in context, true then and true now, and you hear people say things like, well, it doesn't make any difference what religion you are, as long as you're sincere, you know. People will say, we all believe in the same God. We all believe in the same God. There's only one problem with that, is Jesus says the exact opposite. The exact opposite. I mean, very, very clear. In fact, in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, pretty clear there. Now, and so what we have here again, Jesus says, whoever hates me hates my Father. So you can't take Jesus out of the equation. You know, if you're coming to God, you can't take Jesus out of the equation. And not only you can't take him out of the equation, he goes, he is the only way to God. And so people say that there are many ways to God. You know, and what it really is there's many ways to hell, and there's only one way to God. And you do, and even that, it kind of misrepresents, you know, our salvation, because what God says is mankind is lost, 100% lost, and he comes in and saves, you know. So it's not like people are working their way to hell. No, they're already there. So God comes and saves out of that. He saves out of that. He doesn't cast anybody into hell. We're going on our own. You know, and so what he does, he comes and saves his people. He saves us out for heaven. You know, so he's pulling all this together, and so he's given us all these incredible things, but he feels like, I really need to warn you now. After I've shared these blessings and goodness with you, I really need to warn you that not everybody's going to be real happy with you. They're not going to be happy in this world. And so you look at this, and we see in this verse, look at John 15:18-19. Now, this is still Jesus speaking, you know, speaking. In John 15, chapter 15, 18 through 19. It says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before he hated you. You say, God, why nobody? They don't agree. They don't like this. He goes, hey, Jesus going, they didn't like it when I said it. They didn't like it when I said it. They sure not going to like it when you say it. Just, you know, we're in the same thing together. We're here with Jesus, you know, and he's telling us the other side of this coin. And then he says this, if you were of the world would love its own. They love you. If you're of the world, will love their own. He goes, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Have you ever wondered? I haven't wondered. You just, all these religions, you know, and there's persecution. Just people are just persecuting everybody. But you kind of see, you know, Christians are kind of like cream that rises to the top. Everybody persecutes them, you know. You know, you can give a lot of, they'll give a lot of grace to XYZ religions, but not to Christians. Not to Christians. Why? This verse tells you why. Because they're all of the world, and the world can love them. Because they do things of the world. The one who doesn't is Christ. Therefore, the religions and the people outside that says, we don't like this. Christianity don't like what Jesus is saying. And so they don't care for us because they don't care for Jesus. So he's telling us up front. It's good to know. It's like, okay, I've been telling you the good news. I just want to tell you, here's the bad news that's going with it. He wants us to know this. Chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. You know, I always hear that. Well, everybody loves you. You know, I said, no, they shouldn't. No, if everybody loves you, you're not doing right. You're not doing right. See, you got to understand, you know, Christ in this world and Christ in you. And so we're different. We're different. And God's just recognizing, wants us to understand that he knows. You know, and again, I think it's interesting. Well, they don't like me. Jesus, he ain't like me. Okay? Me and you together. They don't like me and you together. But, you know, we're the ones that are going to come on top and spend eternity with God. So it's okay. Just persevere in here. Now, so what you see, that Jesus is warning us so that we will be prepared to stand strong when faced with the hatred of the world. So he's letting us know. He said, you kind of, that what's going to go on. Now, we'll jump ahead at the close of this section. When he finished it, Jesus says, he's finishing this, talking about the world hating them. This is why he's saying it. But you see, he tells us why in John 16, verse 1. And we'll jump to John 16, verse 1, and we see why he's telling us this bad news. He says, I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. See, it's going to happen. Lord, why is this happening to me? Oh, God, where are you? God, I'm all alone. Everybody's against me. The whole church is being persecuted. Well, God, what is happening? And we're wrong. It's God, what's going on? Have I done something wrong? He said, no, you're doing everything just right. I've told you this before. The things that people are going to hate you, and now you know, oh, this is just what Jesus said. Okay, this is what Jesus, okay, God, me and you, we can persevere through this. We know, and he tells us, so we will not fall away. Now, something very interesting, if he says this, it means there's a possibility for us to fall away. That's the other side. See, now, we all know here, I don't believe you can lose your salvation. We have a home heaven, but I certainly believe that Christians can become ineffective. That Christians can become powerless and ineffective. It's just, they just give up. All right, I believe I'm going to heaven and I just want to go now. oh, God, Lord Jesus, just take me. This is not worth dealing with. I'm not going to deal with it. No, I'm not going that extra mile. See, he goes, no, I don't want you that. You're not going to lose your salvation. You're not going to lose that. I love that verse in 1 Corinthians. I can't remember the exact verse right now. And he goes, says, some of you will go into heaven. It's going through the fire. You know? And all the things that are not of God is burnt off. So some of us will go to heaven just stitched, starched, naked. All right, that's good. And some of us will come in and we will have rewards with us because we were affected. But we all get there, you know. And sometimes I even think about that thought. Just the embarrassment makes me think, okay, God, I'll do something good. I'll try to listen to you better, okay. So our salvation is secure. And all I got, you just have to look around, not to be judgmental, and certainly no one in this church, not at all. But you know people, you're on fire for Jesus, and they get older, and just, I ain't doing it anymore, not doing it anymore. And it just, when you're as old as I am, you see more people like that. Yeah, I'm going to heaven, but checked out. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So this is what he's talking about. I'm telling you this is going to happen to keep you from becoming ineffective and powerless. Okay? So that's what we don't want to be ineffective and powerless. So let's continue to what he says here. Now, so he's telling us we shouldn't be surprised when people hate us because of our faith. We shouldn't be surprised. He says, don't be surprised. Understand what's happening. And again, notice how he put it. He says, listen, you don't be surprised. They hated me. They hated me, okay? And that is why they're going to hate you. He puts it in. He sees we're in this thing together. We're in this thing together. So we shouldn't be surprised. But what happens here, and we need to understand this, that once we trust Jesus as our Savior, we move into a different wavelength. Okay, we have a whole different wavelength, and we're tuned into a different frequency. Okay, we come to Jesus, different wavelength, different frequency. Okay, we're hearing and seeing things that we hadn't seen before. And we're on a different wavelength and a different frequency from the rest of the world. We hear what they can't hear. We hear what they can't hear. Now, those of the world don't listen to us. They listen to the world. See, Jesus is not saying that the world always hates every believer, but whenever the community of faith exposes sin and wickedness of the world, we should expect rejection. Because we're stepping up. This is what Jesus says, and this is what we believe. And in that, the world says, I'm not on that wavelength, okay? I don't want to hear what you have to say. So the world is on a different wavelength than we are. Okay? Then, and put this, I don't mean to be oversimplified today, but you have your radio. you turn it, you have a station. Okay? And you're listening. If you're me, you're just living country western music, especially if Linda's listening to it, you're living country western. You go, I don't like that. Change it. Okay. Now you're into hard rock. Okay. Now I like that. You see? Well, that's what Christians in the world is. One's on one channel and one's on the other channel. See? That's what's happening. Why don't they? Because they like this channel. Why do we? Because we like this channel. See? That explains. So God is going to speak to us on that channel. They say, I'm listening to this channel. Don't want to hear that channel. And you know what? There's nothing you can do to make them listen to your channel. And when you're on this channel, listen, I'm going to force you to listen to it. Da-da-da-da-da, you know? And I hate this. Leave me alone. You see what I'm saying? Well, this is what God is telling us. He said, don't be surprised. The world's on a different channel. No sense hollering out. They can't hear you. They're listening to the world. They're listening, but they're listening to the world. And so, and we're listening to Christ. So we're on a different wavelength, and we're on a different channel. And that's the reason that, okay, that there can be resentment and hate. I mean, not us. We love people. Okay. We love you, listener channel, you know, whatever, you know. But people, no, you know, there's resentment. Because what we're kind of saying, and what we're really kind of saying, our channel is better than your channel. See? No, no. My channel's good, and my folks, we all listen. We're good. You know? And we don't understand. We don't understand why they don't want to listen to our channel. But see, that's what's happening. Well, how can God speak and not everybody hear? That's why. Why will they persecute the church and not everybody else? Well, he's good, he's bad. Well, good and bad had nothing to do with it. It's what channel they're on. The world listens to the world and everything. Those of Christ listen to the Lord. They're different. So, and he's saying, he goes, that's the reason they won't like you. They won't like you. Now, and 1 John says it perfectly. You know, John wrote 1 John also, and he says it perfectly. Look at 1 John 4, 5. Chapter 4, verse 5. 1 John chapter 4, verse 5. The world. They are from the world. Therefore. Okay, the therefore is a big word. When you read the Bible, the therefore is really big because it tells you why it's a therefore. Therefore. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. Why didn't they listen to me? Why didn't they listen to you? He had nothing to offer. Why don't you listen to me? I got everything to offer. No. Because they're of the world, and the world listens to them. And therefore, what I say is not of the world, and they don't want to hear what I have to say because they're not on the same wavelength. See? Nothing personal. Nothing personal. But this is so clear. It helps us understand. How many of you said, why? How can they do this? What are they thinking? They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. Right. Clear. But I have a better argument. They're not tuned into your argument. You know, I'll talk your head off. Not going to happen. Because they're of the world, and they only listen to the world. That's actually, I mean, this is what's happening, okay? And so the Lord is being really good to us, so it's happening anyway. He's just telling us what's happening so we can go, oh, okay. And I had the two, Carlos and Mike, both said it, says, okay, there's chaos in the world, but there's peace in here. Do you know what? We're on the same frequency. We got the same channel, and we go outside, and now we're a different channel. Doing a different channel, totally different, you know. And that's one of the reasons, you know, the Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together, you know, because you come together, you're all different, and you're all over the place, but you're on the same channel. We can talk the same language, you know, we can interact and build each other up, you know. And sometimes it doesn't work with our neighbor because they're not on the same channel. And they really get irritated at us when we tell them to change channels. Yeah, relate. You've been watching a show. Your husband comes in and says, change channels. Don't you dare. How dare you? You see what Jesus is telling us. We understand the dynamic. So, okay, here we are. But then Jesus goes on, you know, and it says, we are not to be discouraged because we are tuned into Jesus who is over the world. And I mean, we got the Bible, and God tells us we got the best channel. We're getting the word. He says, listen, the world's on the wrong channel, and they're telling you you're on the wrong channel, but I'm telling you, you got the right channel. We're tuned in to Jesus, and we have the right channel, and Jesus is over the world, and he carries out his purpose to his people by speaking to us through his channel. Okay? And I don't want to scare you to death, but I will. I'll send my children to college so they can learn to hear the world's channel. So what you doing? Okay? And I think kids should go to college, but you better make sure they're tuned in to Jesus' channel before they go into the world's channel and get, I think you want to be a doctor. I want to be you're a good doctor. I don't care if you're a Christian or not. I just want you to be a good doctor. But if you're sending your kids there, it's like, I want you to be a good doctor and learn, but you be on the same channel as Christ, and so you will always balance off their foolishness with Christ. You see what I'm saying? But they succeed because they're on Christ's channel. So he's making the whole point, the whole point he's driving home here. And I'm going to just read it one more time. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. So anytime you go, why? It's just the answer. Okay? Just the answer. So, but we're excited about Jesus, and Jesus is the right channel. And then 1 John says this. 1 John continues and says this. John 4:4. You're on the right channel. You're on the right channel. You are from God, and you have overcome the world because you're on the right channel. You are from God and have overcome the world. For he who is in you is greater than he is in the world. He knows we're on the right channel. He knows who the world is listening to. And he knows who's listening to him. Don't give up. Don't become powerless. Don't become affected. Just listen. Just listen. Because I have overcome the world. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We got the best channel. We got the best channel, so we don't listen to the world, because our channel is the best channel, and therefore we understand the depths of what's going on, and God will lead us into this world any place we go. And that's the reason we come together like this. We're just so happy with each other. Okay, you see what I'm saying? All right, we're on the same channel. Now, this is incredible. What a great truth. You know, just think it. You know, this is, every once in a while I tell you there's a verse you'd put on your refrigerator, stick it, memory. This is one of them. I mean, this is truly one of them. Greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. Now, you don't feel like that all the time. So you don't feel like that, but that's the truth. How do we know that? Because that's what our channel says. Okay? The world says, no. No, Jesus says, don't listen to the world. Listen to me. I got this. Just listen to me. Doesn't look like it, but I got this. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. The full power of God resides in us. We talked about this over and over again. You say, oh, Jesus, come. When you showed up, Jesus was already there. Because you have the full presence of Christ. See? For Jesus to come, what you have to do is show up and listen to your channel. I mean, that's it. It's plain. And say, oh, Lord. Now, I do say, and we'll praise God, Lord Jesus, fill me. You know, all I'm saying is just clear up the static. I want a clear tune here. You know, oh, fill me, Lord, so I don't, you know, I got a lot of static going on in my head from the world. Oh, fill me, God. Fill me, Holy Spirit. And it says, be filled with the Spirit. I'm just saying, just clear up that channel so that I'm just hearing you and not this other garbage. See, that makes sense. Why not? Now, so you see this, and so Jesus has laid this whole thing out. Now, this is, I need this, is where Rich always pick on me. We need a drum roll, okay, because I want to get your attention on what I'm about to say, because it's really, really, really important, okay. Actually, what it is, it's what Jesus said that is really, really important. What I have to say never is really that important, you know, which certain people have reminded me. I take that. But when Jesus says something, it's like, this is really, really important, and we need to pay attention because it gives us an understanding in this world that hates us. Okay, so we're in this world that hates us. Well, that's no fun. You know, it's like, oh. But he goes, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. Rich, drum roll. See, you ready? Okay, I want you to look at this. I want you to look at John 15:26. 15:26. Because what we have here in 15:26 is for the third time in this book. This word's only used five times and four times in the gospel. So for the third time in this book, John tells us that Jesus in the book of John, Jesus tells us he's going to send a helper. Now you just say, everybody hates you. Okay, I'm going to send a helper, the Paracletus. And we did a study, so we can't do this. You don't want me to go over this whole study again when they first mentioned it. Paracletus. It means we don't have a good English word for it, but it's something just like somebody else that is a counsel, helper, legal advocate, and has a personality that, like something else that does all sorts of stuff together. Well, he's sending us one of them, okay? So Jesus sent the Paracletus, and he's one just like me. See, oh, this Paracletus, yeah, he does, he's just like me. That's what the Paracletus is, okay? So it's the third time he uses it. Now look at the context. What has he just told you? Make it a while. What has he just told you? The world's going to hate you. Shh. Be warm, then feel, go home and have dinner. You know, oh man, I think I was skipped out. I might even feel like eating nothing. Well, you didn't do that. No, I'm just telling you, world, that's just a fact. But now, let me tell you what the position you're in this world. Look at who you are. Look at the position you are in. See, in this world that hates you, we need to listen closely now to what God says. John 15:26. But, okay, that word's in there in the original. But, tell me what but means. Contrast. The world hates you, but contrast, right? It's okay. It's just when you look at it, the world hates you, I'm going to take the world out by the knees, but, okay? How are you going to do this, Jesus? But, when the helper, the Paracletus, her helper there, if you had advocate, counselor, whatever, the word's Paracletus. But when the helper, the Paracletus, comes, whom I, Jesus, will send to you from the Father, who is the Spirit of the truth. The Paracletus is the Spirit of the truth. In this lying, perverted world, I'm going to send you the Paracletus, who is the truth, the right frequency, the right channel, the right frequency, so you can hear. Totally. You can hear. You can hear. Just like me. It's just like me being there. So I'm sending that to hit you. I will send you from the Father the Spirit of truth, the Paracletus, who proceeds from the Father. He, the Paracletus, will bear witness about me, Jesus. Now, let me back up. We get the Paracletus. What is he going to tell us in this crazy, mixed-up world? What is he going to tell us? You read that. What is he going to tell us? What does Jesus say? What is the Paracletus going to tell you? I'm going to wait till somebody tells me. It just says it there. You got to just read what it says. Jesus. Is you going to tell me about Jesus? Well, Jesus is the creator, the God over all the universe. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about him. That's the frequency. That's the wavelength. That's the channel. You know, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, it's clear. There's no static now. I'm going to say, and the Paracletus, who is just like Jesus, is going to tell us about Jesus. He's going to tell us about Jesus. We look at the disciple, and it's like, I just make them, oh, you're here talking. I just wish Jesus was here. He is. You showed up. And if you're like me, well, God, don't you have like a plan B? You know, me showing up is not a good plan A. But, you know, plan B, that'd be good. You showed up, you know, and I'm good with that, you know. But no, he goes, no, you don't understand. I'm sending you the Paracletus. That is me, and he is in you, and it's the fullness of God. And therefore, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you come together, you bring the fullness of God in this dark world. That's his answer. But now, you know, if you're doing a management planning, and I'm doing a management planning with God, I say, God, I don't think those are good principles. I really don't think you got a lot going for you, but the people you're sending, I don't know. He's not going to get this done. And so, yeah, because I'm in them. And where they go, I come. You see what I'm saying? So, do you know what he's doing? He's trying to tell you who you are. See, the problem is not him knowing who we are. The problem is we knowing who we are. Because we don't believe this. You know, we do not believe this. You know? Why? Because I know when I go through this, I just say it's just a joke. It's not a joke. It's just truth. I couldn't find my car keys this morning. I didn't know if I had the car keys. I couldn't find my billfold. And so I'm going nuts. And Linda, God bless her. She says, okay, you got to switch gears. You got a message to give, and we get it. You just got to switch gears. I said, all right, I can't. If I got to preach, you can't find my billfold. Did the wedding in Rebecca, and so it's from her house to here, somewhere in the car. Every credit card I have, my driver's license, and I got to preach good news to you. And I'm driving me nuts. I can't find my billfold. She said, switch gears. I said, okay, I'm switching gears. We get in the car, we're backing out, and I'm still thinking about that crazy billfold. And so she comes in back out. She comes aside, opens the door, pushes her purse in the back seat, and pushes the mat back and over thing, and my billfold's laying there. I had all the faith in the world. And I'm thinking, what was that? You know, I mean, I was not praising Jesus. I wasn't thanking Jesus. I think, God, why are you doing this? I'm not in no shape because I can't find my billfold. My world is falling apart. And he pushed in, and then my world's better. And I thought, you know, and I knew what I was preaching on. And I thought, yeah, what an example. What an example. You know, God said, you have the Paracletus. I don't care. I want my billfold. I want my billfold. You know, anyway. So that's a true story. But so you see here, but that's the reason in my world was turmoil outside these walls, you know, like that. It's just like, but God says, don't worry, you've overcome the world. Overcome the world. And so I found my billfold, so I'm just joyful as I can be. I mean, it's like, something's wrong with this picture. And it's just so wrong with this picture. But so what you see here, the Paracletus bears witness to Jesus. So wherever Jesus is, you know, like see what Jesus does, the disciples come to him and say, hey, the tax collector come over and they say we owe the 2 drachma tax. We owe them a 2 drachma tax. Jesus says, all right, go out, get a fishing line, throw it in the water, pull out. First fish you catch will have 2 gold coins in its mouth. Now, where's the worry in that? You know? You know? I mean, God, I can't find my billfold. He goes, just go in the car, lift up the mat. It's there. No. I got more important things than lift up. What's it doing under my backseat mat? Huh? I was just, it wasn't there. I didn't put it there. It can't get there. I was like, it just can't get there. So Linda pushes her purse in and pushes the mat up and said, well, here's your billfold. Now, I just think that's a divine revelation to me. And I just like, no, God loves me now. Because I found my billfold. No, anyway. But look at what's saying here. The truth of it is, he's saying in this world, he's going to send the Paraclete, and he's going to witness about Jesus. What would Jesus say? Ask him. He'll tell you. Carlos, I think he said that about reading. Ask him, he'll tell you. Why? Because we have the Paracletus. And he guides us into what Jesus says. Jesus says, I only hear the Lord and I only do what the Lord tells me. Oh, that's how you work. He said, yeah, you ought to try it sometime. Just listen to the Lord and he'll tell you too. I go, wow, work for Jesus. I ought to do that more. Because he tells us. Jesus said, I only do what the Lord tells me. That means the Lord will tell him to heal somebody. See, it's like, well, he just ran around healing people. No, he didn't. The Lord guided him. See, he told him. And he said, I'm sending the Paracletus, you, which is Jesus, who will tell you. Will tell you. You see what I'm saying? This is what the scripture is saying. And then he said, don't worry about this crazy world. I hate you. They're not even tuned in, and you are tuned in. But you got to wiggle that knob every once in a while. Sometimes you got to get off that, the world channel, and get on Jesus' channel. And you're hearing a lot of static. You need to, you know, twist it a little, get clear up. So, I mean, this is what he's saying. And then the verse in you, the second verse here, verse 27 says this. So you'll bear, Jesus is going to bear witness to us. He's telling us about Jesus, not your neighbor. He's telling us about Jesus. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Now, he'll bear witness to us. But then we bear witness to him. Now, understand what they're saying. I will tell you, Paracletus, about Jesus, and then you will tell others about Jesus based on what the Paracletus told you. That's what he's saying. Well, I got this list of things and this good works list, and I'm going to, you know, try to save, you know, all the poor. And have at it. I just want to tell you something. Jesus is not in it. I'm going to tell you. You know what Jesus said about the poor? He says, you can't give that money. You need to give it to the poor. Jesus goes, the poor you will always have with you, not me. That's what he said before he died. Now, what does that mean? You don't feed the poor? No, it means you hear Jesus and you do what he told you to do specifically. And when you do specifically what he does, he multiplies it out. And if you do things that he's not behind, even though it seems good, you will do it and you'll get so tired, give out, irritated, and wish you never volunteered for this job. Because it's you. It's your flesh, and your flesh will give out. But if Jesus tells you, and then you do what it says, he will give you the strength and the power to carry out and multiply it. You know what he says? You plant a seed, and I'll multiply it 100 times. Well, that ain't that bad return. But you have to hear him first to do what he says. See, we're filled with ourselves to do things for Jesus, you know. And Jesus doesn't like us being filled with ourselves. He wants us to be filled with him. And then we'll do what he says. See? Isn't it easy to be filled with yourself? I don't have any problem with that, you know. That's the reason God gave me Linda. I can be unfilled real quick. Now, so the point of it, understand, it's important to understand where this verse is. The world will hate you. This is where this verse comes in. You're going to need this. Why? Because the world will hate you. So you need to hear what I have to say so that I can work my power through you and you'll see great things happening because you asked me and heard me and great things happening. Not your own wise be good stuff. You see what I'm saying? See, that's just, Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me. See? Now, so we see this. Now, I don't want to get too late here. Now listen, so we really need to listen here closely, you know, what Jesus is saying. To keep us from being discouraged and falling away, Jesus tells us that he will send someone like himself. The Paracletus, the Counselor, the advocate, the helper. That's your truth. That's your truth. Do you see? It's not, well, no, it's a truth. You're Christian, believe your sins are forgiven? Yes, that's true, but this is true too. That's who he's going to send. And this Paracletus is the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, and he will bear witness to Jesus. Thus, we who receive the Paracletus will receive power to bear witness. Now listen to this. And it's convicting, but it's powerful. Also, for the important task of witnessing about Jesus, we must have a complete experiential knowledge of Jesus. Now, you know what that means? Jesus is real to us. See, I can only do and, you know, and exhibit what's real to me. What's real to me. Now, see, this is where teachers can get in trouble. The thing is, that doesn't teach you to be a good teacher and say it and not buy into it. You know, but you can present it. You know, it's like, no, Jesus, you got to buy into it. You got to be buy into it, and it permeates you, and then you flow, and then you say, that's different. You see? That's different. And God knows who's different. Yep, yes. So, what he's saying here, when we receive the Paracletus, we receive power to bear witness for Jesus. The power comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, think again. You know this. Jesus talked to his disciples, and he's ready to go to heaven, and he got all his disciples there. He said, okay, I'm going to heaven. He goes, don't y'all go anyplace. Just stay. All right, wait till the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Don't go anyplace. Wait for the Paracletus, because you guys, it's not going to be worth a flip. I'm telling you, I know you well, but I picked you. No, don't go anyplace. And they prayed until the Holy Spirit came. And then they changed the world. Changed the world. See, without the witness of the Spirit, our witness is powerless. Just face it. If you don't have, if your witness is powerful, powerless unless you have the witness of the Spirit. You ever talk to somebody and say, I never want to talk to you. Just stop it. You know, and you just mention something like that. Okay. And you share, and they're just, well, tell me about this. Tell me. You say, what's wrong with you? What's the stuff? Yeah, I thought you. See, it's the power of the Spirit. See, you have to pay attention. Pay attention to the power of the Spirit. God speaks to us, and it's through, without the witness of the Spirit, without Paracletus, our witness will be powerless. That's what he's saying here. Now, this is the how. The Paracletus, the counselor, the advocate, the helper, whatever you want to call him, is understood and communicated, okay? He is understood and communicated through whom? I'm doing this, I'm picking on you. How's the Holy Spirit, the things of the Paracletus, and what's going on, the things of Jesus, and he communicates it through whom? God says, I want to speak the world. I want to communicate the world. Guess what he did? Guess what he did? Silly him. He picked us. He picked us. The Paracletus gives us witness that we can witness. That's how the world knows about the Paracletus and Jesus. We tell them. We tell them. I'm on the verge of telling the story, but I don't know what time. I will go. Maybe I'll come back to it. See, the basis of our witness, listen to this, is our own experience. I just love Jesus. I'm the one going to heaven. He never done nothing for me. Okay, you're just, I'm not a good witness. See? And Jesus, I'm not going to bless it, you know. And until the Lord does something for us, I'm going to say it. Until the Lord has done something for us, we don't have anything to share. We don't have a thing to share until he has done something for us. Now, number one, our salvation, if we're saved, we've received the Lord Jesus Christ. He did something for us, and we know he did something for us. 100%. And so that we can share that. Because it's real. We can't, nobody can talk us out of it. Can't talk us out. Well, that's stupid. I don't care. He did it. Should have been there. Yeah, I mean, you see? That's the number one thing. But then what happens in our life as we go and we pray, other things happen. And as those other things we see and we experience, and then we start sharing what happened. It's our testimony, our experience. So just things in your life where I can't believe God did that for me. He opened the door for me. He did that for me. Well, then that becomes your repertoire, you know, of saying, okay, I know I'm saved in here, and I know he does this. I know he answered because he did this. Well, I don't believe that. I don't care what you believe. He did it. You see, our experience comes out of what we experience, our own personal experience. Well, I haven't seen much of Jesus. Listen, just step out in it. I tell you what, you'll experience something, you know. So, he might help you find your billfold. I say, well, see, it wasn't that hard. You know, I do not know how that billfold got under that mat. All right. So, I don't think people say, well, it's not your own experience, it's just the work. Well, it is the work, but no, you're the reality of it. You are the reality of it. The connection Jesus made to you is the reality of it. You are the reality of Jesus. I want to see a miracle. God's going, you're a miracle, be a miracle. See? I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh. And see, there's one part of the thing about, you know, I want to see God do a miracle, pray for a miracle. He said, no, you be a miracle, okay, but you know what happens? Well, for you to be a miracle, he's going to teach you something. He's going to burn something away. He's like, I'd rather Rich be a miracle. It's too tough being a miracle. You know, he needs more stuff burned away than I do. Anyway, so I just picking on Rich because he's pickable. Pickable. Now, so you see in this picture, so let's take it back to John 4:4. It goes, the Paracletus who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Don't be discouraged. Don't let the world bother you. They don't have this. They do not have this. And everything they're falling through, all hell's going on, they do not have this. But you do. And he says, don't worry. Don't worry. Look. There's not the same God in other religions. He don't do nothing. Well, if he does something, it's demonic. What we have is the God of creation, Jesus our Savior, the Holy Spirit, the Paracletus who dwells within us. This is whom we trust. This is who we trust. See? Therefore, Paul says this verse. Now we got this, right? The Paracletus. Then we have this verse now. We can read this verse now. Ephesians 3:20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory. At the giant grocery store. Where does God do this? Tell me, where's he doing it? In the walls. Now, it's not in the walls. It's in the people. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, the old Paracletus, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and forever. I picked you to carry my message. Because you have all of me in you. Listen to what I have to say. To him be glory in the church. Now, I'm going to kind of switch gears. And the reason I'm going to switch gears quickly is because sometimes we go through and say, this is just terrible. This is black. I can't see it. There's no hope. God, I can't take another breath. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed. I just don't know how I can go forward. Ever been there? Ever been there? See, I haven't been there. You know, like sometimes I didn't think, like it's going on a year or so. I said, God, this is, you know, this is just not right. See, not right. How does all this fit? Well, I think the Lord tells us, and I want to touch on that a little bit. Because So even though the world seems just so dark and hopeless sometimes, but often, now listen to this, but often the darkness is evidence that Jesus is about to do far more than we can imagine. Wallace, how do you know that God's going to work? Because it's really dark. It's really dark. And then the way out of this, and to add to it, I feel like I'm going to die. He says, okay, God's moving now. That's proof that God's moving. That's moving. See, so don't be discouraged, Wallace. Don't quit. See, don't quit. Now, I'll give you an example here. It's the fact that when God's moving, there's a darkness that'll go before him. Now, the work of Satan, you call it whatever. But look at Psalms 18, 11 through 12. Just, and it helps in these things when it doesn't look bright at all. Look at Psalms 18, 11 through 12. This is God speaking. He made darkness his covering. Shoot. Lord, that's not what I need. You know, be warmed up. Lord, he made darkness his covering. He made the darkness his canopy around him. Thick clouds, dark with water. Then hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. That's what happens. I'm just telling you. That's what's happened. When you're about to die, and so dark you can't breathe. I don't know if I'm going to talk to anybody now. I mean, I've been so you can't breathe, you can't move. This is nothing, nothing. Okay, he said, then in that darkness, lightning will come out. You know, the power of God will fly out. It'll break through the clouds. And you're going, holy Lord, holy Lord. See, the darkness is evidence that God is moving. How do I know that? Because we're his people. And we have the Paracletus living within us. And he loves us. And he's taking care of us. And he puts us in places where he can work. And when we stand there in that darkness, then his coals of fire and hailstones break out around us. Out of the darkness. You know what it says in Job? Lama's, I love Job. Some people don't care for Job. And this, you know, Job is bellyache. That's the reason I like Job so much. He just bellyaches. And I bellyache. You know, I really relate to Job. And then it says, but then it says, this is crazy. Then God spoke to Job. But do you know how he spoke to him? This is what it says. Then God spoke to Job out of the dark cloud. See? Not Job. You know, Job, you're not tuned in. You're just looking at the dark cloud. You're just tuned in. You know that I'm coming and I'm working. He spoke to Job. Look that up. He spoke to Job out of the dark cloud. Now, so when God moves, what we first see many times is darkness. Is darkness. Now, that explains the world around. Oh, I know, it's falling apart. Yep. To me, it's a sign that God is going to move. It's a sign. It's a sign. It's like, because I trust God. Okay. When we live in the far more abundantly than all we ask or think, we are not shaken by great trials and storms that come at us because we have a refuge in times of trouble. When do you need a refuge? In times of trouble. Well, okay, I want a refuge when everything's going good. You know, like a refuge at the beach. You know, sun shining. He goes, no, you know. We have a refuge in times of trouble. Look at Psalms 57:1. 57. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge. Till the storms of destruction pass by. You know, I just like, it's like the storm. I love that little swan. I've been told that's not a goose. That's a swan back on the table. It's a swan. And you see that swan's covering those babies. In the storm. And it's a perfect picture here. It comes from that. And it says, look, the storm's coming. It just kind of hunker down under God's wings. Okay, just hunker down. You know, I think that's a biblical term. Hunker down. You know, hunker down under God's wings. How long? Until the storm passes by. Until the hailstone and fire comes out. Just hunker down. See, In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until the storms of destruction pass by. I said, we are to rest quietly under the wings of God until the storms of destruction pass by. As we rest safely in the shadow of God's wings, the only thing destroyed by the storms are the wicked and devastating circumstances. The violent storm will blow away the debris, the clutter, the obstacles that hinder us. You hunker in, and you hunker down, and you have refuge, and just and it stops, and you step out, all the clutter's gone, all the wickedness is gone, all the issues gone. But you have to hunker down under the wings and wait it out. The darkness has come, now the light has come, and you stay hunkered down, and he clears out all the debris, okay, and is how he sees fit, okay, and then when you step out, now, all of a sudden, you step out, and after the storm, you can live out your far more abundantly than all we ask or thought. You see how, when that happened? More, I don't do more. But you know all you ask God, but you just hunker down while the storm comes and cleans out all the debris. Rest in it. And I'm being facetious. God, I can't find my billfold. My world's going to end, and I got to preach a message in this morning. And Linda says, change your thought process. He's like, no, don't tell me. Just hunker down. Hunker down. And sit there. And when the storm goes by, it'll all be cleared up. And then you can come and do the immeasurably more than ever you thought or asked. That's what he's saying. So the black storms, it's not the end. It's an evidence of God is about to move. Amen? Evidence. Now, and so what we have is we look at Proverbs 10:25, which says this. Proverbs 10:25. It says this. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm. If you don't quit, you hunker down at the wings of God, the storm passes, gone, the wicked are gone, or the bad circumstances, or different circumstances, or whatever, they're gone. Because God had a storm that blew them away, and you persevered the storm because you hunkered under the wings of God. See, and this is what this is saying. And then the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. You know, and what I'm saying, we may be few in number, but we're on the right wavelength, and you just can't get rid of us. Yeah, why? Because we're his people. His people, you know, just can't get rid of. We're just hanging around, you know. And he's using us. And the Paracletus indwells us. So, brothers and sisters, we need to be strong, trust Jesus, and don't quit. Bottom line. Fear not. We have the one God, the only God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, who is the Paracletus dwelling in us. Everything is dwelling in us. In us. And so in the very beginning, when the church first started, the Apostle Peter said this. He said, we got the thing. We got the Paracletus. We're about to figure this thing out. He says in Acts 2:38, and Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paracletus. Love the forgiveness, but I think we're walking around and not depending on the Paracletus, the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't do anything unless God told him. You know, like share the guys, appreciate the guys. We pray reading the Bible. Or read the Bible. Oh my God. Well, you want to hear God? Yeah, I want to hear God. Read the Bible. See? And he'll start speaking to you. He'll start speaking. You get tuned in. And the Paracletus is working within you. Lord, why don't you just bypass me on your circuit? You know, do this. He says, no, the reason I want to do it through you is for you. So the all eternity you have a better attitude towards me and appreciate your eternity with me. So it's of utmost importance I do it through you. Hallelujah. And that's the reason the Bible says crazy things. Rejoice in your suffering. Because this is wrapped up into it. Rejoice in your suffering. I'm about to move. You know. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness. And God, you know, it's overwhelming what we see here. But two, it makes us realize that what a foolish thing to say is, oh, it's all religions are the same, or it's that we all worship the same God. It's not. That is not the truth. That's an evil. That's an evil. No, we worship the one true God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in his mercy, he sent the Holy Spirit to work through us to hear him and transform us, and in our life, in our situation, whatever our situation is, to show himself strong. We just need to listen. We just need to listen. Where you're supposed to be is where you are. You just need to listen. God will speak. Enjoy him. Just enjoy him in the refuge. Enjoy him, anticipating what he's going to do. It's time that he's going to show you things more than you can imagine. Now, when I say more than imagine, see, you can't imagine it. Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you, and I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus to touch each person and be their teacher, Lord, and if anything here was worth hearing, that you would touch them, and they could apply it to their life, and just to see you work through them in this world and do more than they could ever imagine. And so we give thanks to you, dear God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.